Good day, everybody.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to episode 26 of the Good Day Podcast, where Maxie and I talk about our adventures down under, and we are in a beautiful spot today.
Yeah, we are. Magnetic Island in the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah, they say it's in the Great Barrier Reef, but it's only about a 40-minute ferry ride off the coast. So technically, Great Barrier Reef, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, for living in the Great Barrier Reef, this is kind of it.
Yeah, this is actually legendary, this spot. A little history, a little backstory. What is Magnetic Island? So it's about...
I truly have no idea.
Yeah, it's it's about two times the size as Block Island. Population around 3,000 people, so it's like there's not too many people here. Lots of tourism.
I thought you were going to talk about the history. I know all these things.
So, the history.
Sorry, tell them. Don't let me cut you off.
So, Captain Cook had a huge influence on this area, and when he was, like, discovering the coasts of Australia, and he sailed up the east coast here, and his compasses were all being drawn towards Magnetic Island. So, he went here and stopped by and called this place Magnetic Island because there's a strange magnetic energy around it. And he also named the highest point Mount Cook. There's about a dozen Mount Cooks all over Australia.
Wow, maybe we're living in a vortex, a portal.
Could be some sort of portal, some sort of alien things.
This is good news.
Yes, yeah, so it's good. And we did a lot this week, or this week and a half about. And
yeah.
It feels good to finally get into a long-term sit, so nice.
Yeah, there's the pros and cons.
Mm-hmm. But we'll get into how we're liking the sit so far a little later on. We left off in Cairns, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, we were recording at the Turtle Sanctuary there.
Yes. So, as you guys remember, we lost a license plate. I put it in the Cape York Road Trip Facebook page, which has literally over 200,000 people in it. Said, keep an eye out for our plate. Turns out a ton of people lose their plates on that road.
Yeah. So
we're not special.
And most of it goes to one specific tree at a roadhouse or station.
Or on the old telly track or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so to figure out our plate, we don't want to get a fine here in Queensland with their strict rules of having two plates on your car. We kind of tried to figure that one out, and we went to a few stops. We went to the DMV, we made phone calls to Tasmania, and we ended up having to go see a justice of the peace to get it down on legal paper that we really did lose it.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. So we had to, yeah, just go to a person and tell them, yes, we lost our plate. Like, it's obvious, it's so stupid, the bureaucracy here, but we had to do so many things.
I wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. made you do that, too. Yeah. And then we had to go to the police station because the DMV wouldn't... the Queensland DMV wouldn't take our word for it that we lost our plate, so we had to let the police know in advance that we lost a plate to not give us a fine.
Yeah.
And they said, no, there's nothing we could do. Just as long as you are getting new plates, you could show us the emails with Tasmania. And if you get pulled over, just show that to the cop.
Yeah.
So really, kind of a little bit of a waste of time.
Yeah. And the first lady we talked to from the Tasmania DMV just didn't want to help at all. She was just basically was like, oh, no, you have to come back to Tasmania to get a new license plate.
Yeah, classic Australian.
But then she put us on hold for about an hour. And then finally said, oh, yeah, I could do this, and I'll take weeks to send you new plates. And then eventually some nicer man called us up and was like, no, this is the way you should do it.
For half the price.
Yeah.
More than half the price, I think.
So shout out that
and
guy.
And 1 week. So we should have the plates by now. We'll have to see if we get our delivery.
Yeah, I bet it takes a while to get anything out to this island.
Yep. So we're getting a plate. We're getting actually two new plates.
Two new plates. So we get to keep one as a souvenir, which yeah. is going to be fun. Yeah.
So we'll have our classic Tassie plates back home in the U.S.
Yes. And we started heading down to Cairns, or outside of Cairns. And there's a whole bunch of little activities like waterfalls, like just cool valleys and rainforests that we stopped in. And, oh, before we go that, though.
Fishery Falls.
Yeah, the first place we stopped on the outside of Cairns was a place called Fishery Falls. And it was right on this little river, and
it has all the drinking water, right?
Yeah, it supplies Cairns with all of its drinking water, a majority of it.
And good luck to those who drink that water, because Corey took a morning bath in that river.
I just did a little morning dip, morning ice bath. Felt really good. It was actually, I loved it.
I should have done it, but I was just, I don't know. It was like rainy the night before, and I
Yeah,
don't know.
these those days
Just
and from
not
before the
feeling
sit
it.
were really rainy and just like we've been on the road for a while, so it gets a little annoying traveling and living out of your car, so
Well, only if it's rainy.
rain stinks, yeah.
And which I can only pinpoint those 2 days that were just last week and Broome.
Broom, yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, but when we were outside this camp, we were getting ready to go to bed, and I was like falling asleep, and I was just dozing off, and then I hear like almost like a hand slapping the side of our tent, and I instantly woke right up and was like, "Oh my God, what was that?" and started looking outside and around,
I
and
don't
you
think
heard
we
it
looked. I
too.
didn't think we looked
Well, I was just
outside.
like.
Yeah, of course I heard it. It was right behind my head, and it was so loud, and it was hit the tent sideways. You know, like it wasn't really like a tree
And it was on the
branch
other side of the
coming.
trees, yeah.
Yeah, it was on the other side of the trees. We weren't even under any trees, by the way. And yeah, it came sideways at the tent. So loud. Never
Yeah.
heard something like that in our tent before.
Yeah. And then the next morning, we get up and I see this massive, massive like paw print in the sand or in the grass. It was like a little muddy, so there was like a little indentation. I think I took a picture of it.
Yeah, we have pictures.
And it was just like a massive cat. And the funny thing, if you listened to a couple episodes ago, probably 4 or 5 episodes ago, we talked about the folklore of this area and how there's a legend of a black panther that is like the
Mythical
like
creature
yeah, a mythical
here.
creature here that's a massive black
Some
panther.
people see it
Yeah.
kind of like
And
Bigfoot.
yeah, it's kind of like Bigfoot, and it has a history for hundreds of years. Like since there was this area had been like a major logging industry and farming industry, so people would see this black panther and not know what it is. They would see like their sheep getting like taken by a black panther, or their chickens all gone one morning, and so it's like I think they call it the Mila Mila Panther, something like that, and. So I had a dream of the panther when we first got there. I thought
Before
I,
we knew about it.
before we knew about it, and then you had a strange dream
Yeah,
too.
here on Magnetic Island, like 2 nights ago, I had a dream of the Black Panther, and I was like sitting in the passenger seat of the car, and it was like coming in through the open driver's door, and I was really terrified. And I woke up, and the moment I woke up, it was all silent outside, and then seconds later, like milliseconds later, these dogs start howling for at least like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It was actually very unnerving.
Yeah, so we've had a little couple encounters with this legendary folklore creature, which is pretty interesting.
So we don't know if that's what smacked our tent and left a paw print outside our car.
Yeah, maybe the world will never know, but it
Very
is pretty interesting.
strange.
Yes, and as we continued down the coast after that day, we went to two like highlight spots that I think everyone really goes to.
And Kelsey,
Yeah.
Tim Verlo's sister, recommended these spots. Babinda Boulders.
Babinda Boulder's fun to say for sure, and it's just like this natural rock formation that it basically looks like those granite slabs of like New Hampshire river and waterfalls, crystal clear water, but instead of like it being in New Hampshire, it's surrounded by jungle rainforest.
Yeah, really, really smooth, big rocks in the river.
Yeah, and it was kind of like I didn't really the boulders were kind of sketchy because there were signs that like 20 people have passed away
21
there
people have died there.
because like there's holes in the rocks and the water like pushes you down and you drown or it's super scary.
Yeah, so it used to be a bigger swimming area. Now they have like very calm areas to swim in, which is good, but yeah, all the signage about the deaths there was very also unnerving, and we decided not to swim, even though it would have been safe in the areas that you do swim.
And it wasn't like a brilliant day. If it was hotter out, we probably would have jumped in, jumped out. And
Yeah.
we went in the morning too.
Rainforests kind of give that
Yeah.
cool air kind of wet feeling in the air, even if it's dry.
Yeah. And then another spot we went to was called Josephine Falls, where there was so many people swimming there.
Yeah, that one was fun. We hiked about a kilometer out to get there. And if we had brought our bathing suits and knew what we were in for, I think we would have done it.
I think so, too.
But all these people were climbing up this rock and sliding with the water down like a waterfall. It was a water slide.
It was a natural water slide. And it looked a little rough, too. People were getting thrown around.
Yeah, like they were hitting their butt on the rock as they went down.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And just like tons of people on a Saturday just having fun swimming around.
It looked so fun.
Yeah, it did look like a blast.
I mean, we could have grabbed our bathing suits and gone back out. But I mean, like we said, the weather wasn't like, the sun wasn't beating down.
Yeah. Yes, and as we continued on, we went and got coffee somewhere. And there was probably the coolest coffee shop sign, the Good Day Mate coffee.
No, Hey Mate.
Oh, Hey Mate, yeah.
But it was also play on words because there's a tea called mate from South America, I think. And it has a lot of caffeine in it. And so they sold mate there, so it was like Hey Mate. But Hey Mate.
Hey Mate, how you going?
Really good signage there.
Yeah, and as we were walking around this little town, they had like some sort of quasi small markets where people would set up their shops outside in front of storefronts. And I don't know, we just like were walking around. I just wanted to see what was up and started talking to the lady. I was like, "Oh, how's your day going?" And what did she say?
She goes, "Oh, terrible."
and she's like, "You must not be from around here."
Well, we were so surprised. We're like, "What's wrong?" Yeah. And she stared at us for probably like over 5 whole seconds, just stared at us with her jaw on the floor.
And I thought there was like a natural disaster or something.
Yeah, she goes, "Oh, you must not be local then." And we were like, "What? What happened? What happened?"
Yeah.
And she goes, "Well, I usually set up at this market every week, but I took 10 months off. This is my first day back, and I didn't get my spot." I didn't get my spot.
Yeah.
And we were like, "Oh, so sorry to hear that." But you're the first one in line, so that's kind of good.
Yeah, she didn't have a bad spot at all.
No, yeah, she had a great spot. And she was just miserable.
Yeah.
And she was like, "The locals never come out."
She was a miserable little lady. Yeah.
All the ladies there were just selling knit goods.
And like trees.
And plants.
Yeah.
And random items from their house. It was like the most bizarre town market, but good on them for finding something to do.
I know, that was pretty funny. And as we continue south along the coast here, there was another spot that we were recommended to go to see cassowaries, because this is technically part of Australia. It's called the Cassowary Coast. They have like one of the highest densest populations of cassowaries in like a normal area. Like up north where we were in Cape York, I guess had a ton, or like had a lot. I mean, there could be like less than 1,000 of these in Australia. So it's like super rare to see them. Like the southern cassowary is a really rare animal. And we were recommended to go to this bay called Eddie Bay. And on the way there, we went through this town called Innisfail.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Forget the cassowary for a second. This was fun.
Yeah.
So we were driving just towards there, and we passed this horse racing stadium, and we see all this signage called the Banana Race Day. And we're like, "Oh, that's today," it says. And then we see the horse racing, and all these people are dressed up in their fancy horse
racing
outfits.
Funky hats,
the big hats, the cute dresses, all that. High heels, suits. And so we drive by and we're like, "Oh, that's so fun." And then Corey goes, "Should we go?" And I sarcastically was like, "Yeah." And then he actually turned around and pulled into the parking lot and started getting dressed. So I was like, "Okay, great. This is fun." And we got on cute outfits in the parking lot. I mean, as cute as it gets when you have to pull them out of your packing cubes and your bags in your car that you live out of. So a little bit wrinkly, but we did good. And Corey has a bit of a story from the parking lot itself.
As we were getting ready, just like there was a car that we pulled up next to, and it was just a couple and their little baby.
Who was probably like 2.
Yeah, 2 years old. And I was just like, "Oh, how you doing?" And they just, you know, the commonalities of pulling next to someone and then starting to get ready in the car next to people. And then they walk away for probably 30 seconds, and the dad comes back. Literally, I've never seen a man covered in throw up more than this guy. He had, well, he was wearing, I felt so bad. He was wearing like a nice blazer and like a suit, and throw up on both shoulders on his blazer,
Disgusting.
dripping down to his arms, and then throw up right where like his buttons are on his shirt. So the baby got the blazer all the way, both shoulders, and the undershirt shirt. So the dude was covered head to toe, and all I said was, "Oh, that sucks."
Yeah, I heard Corey laughing and talking to a stranger, and he was like, "Ha, that's too bad."
Yeah.
And I tried to see what was going on. I couldn't see, thank God, because I hate that kind of stuff. But I did see that he was absolutely soaked once he cleaned off what you could look at, I guess. You could see
Yeah.
like just the liquid on his clothing. And then he and the baby went home, and the mom stayed. And yeah, so then we walked in.
Oh yeah, we walked in and there was just a gate open. So I didn't know if we were going in and we didn't
We're trying
really.
to find the tickets online.
Yeah, we
We
didn't.
it, there was no like page to buy the tickets or even see about the tickets, so
And I didn't even know if you had to pay for something like
yeah,
this.
we didn't know if it was free. We were confused.
So there was just like the gate was open. I don't know
It was wide open.
who opened it, and
So we just walked through.
we just walked right through. And then we looked to our left, and there was like an actual gate where people are getting like their IDs checked and stuff. So we were just like, "Oh, let's just keep going."
Yeah, and then like 5 minutes later, one of the horse races started. We made a friend there, and yeah, we cheered on the horse race. It was so much fun.
Yeah, we watched one horse race, which was awesome. Those horses are just beautiful animals.
Yeah, and then we saw a little mini award show for that horse.
Yeah, and we watched the race, watched the award show, and was like, "Oh, I'm glad we stopped." And then we headed out.
Yeah,
Yeah,
on to the next. It was so much fun.
was a quick little pit stop, but it was
Yeah.
so funny that we perfectly, because the next race wasn't going to be for like 1 hour and 15 away or something like that. So.
Yeah, we didn't want to stay for the next one. But the funniest part was on our way out, that gate was completely shut and locked, and we had to go through the proper entrance to exit. And
Exactly.
people were in line, like showing tickets and IDs.
I know. So we made out like bandits there. That was awesome.
Very fun.
Yeah, and that was all on our way to Eddie Bay. So Eddie Bay is just basically a caravan park on the beach that has a lot of cassowaries.
Yeah, I really liked that beach.
It was
But they were
nice.
full that night, which was fine. The
Yeah.
only reason I wanted to stay was for a chance to see a cassowary because we did not see one on the beach.
Yeah.
So as we were leaving,
Yeah, there's this windy road that goes through the mountains, and like there were signs everywhere like, "Go slow, there's cassowaries here." And like I was just wondering, I was like, "Oh wow, these people, these houses must always see cassowaries, and they're not like that like rare." And then we go around one corner and there's this big black blob with legs and a colorful head walking on the road, and we were like, "Oh my God, there's one."
yeah, it was magical. He was perfectly there.
And we got to see him for, we had a really long sighting of him. It was probably like 5 minutes, like.
Yeah, and then he finally crossed the road and went into the jungle. But my favorite, well, not my favorite part, but a funny part was a car went by to go into like to
Eddie
come
Bay,
down
yeah.
towards the beach or towards their houses, and they did not stop at all.
Couldn't care less.
So they must live there, and they must see them every day.
I guess we should probably, a cassowary is just an emu or an ostrich that has, that weighs more, has bigger
I mean,
legs.
it's not that kind of bird. It's its own bird,
Yeah.
but Corey is just comparing it to that.
If it's just like trying to paint a picture, you know, it's like this colorful head bird that's blue and red, and it's like looks prehistoric.
Yes, with huge feet, and they do have the three toes. Corey was right about that. The three
Yeah.
toes, heavy,
So
heavy three toes.
we probably heard one walking when we were at Chili Beach that night.
Yeah, this was amazing, and turns out they're the most dangerous bird in the world.
Yeah, I don't know why they say that.
I guess they could attack. They could get a little bit territorial.
Yeah.
But no, I think that they've only attacked one person in history, and they just got that rep.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was really amazing. Check out my Instagram, or I'll probably put it on the G'day, at G'day Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, and the next stop we made was Cowie Beach, which was just another beach down the road.
Cowley Beach.
Cowley Beach.
There's so many beaches called Cow This, Cow That, Cowie, Cow Beach, Cowley. This one was Cowley.
Cowamungup. And we were looking for caravan parks just because, like, a lot of places were sold out. I guess this is a pretty touristy and popular area. So we were calling them up while we were sitting out at this beach. And we just happened to come, or we were just sitting next to a caravan park. We didn't really realize it or consider it. And then we walked in, and the owners were hilarious.
Yeah.
They were just like goofballs.
Their house was connected to the reception,
Yeah.
but she came out and she was wearing like the funniest fishing shirt with like camper vans all over the shirt. And she said, "Just one night?" And Corey goes, "Yeah." And she goes, "You're gonna regret that."
Yeah.
And then her husband was also a goofball, and they were gonna sneak us into the caravan park and just find a little spot for us to be nice. But then turns out there were open spots, so we got a proper spot.
Yeah, we got a proper nice beachfront spot.
Yeah, it was.
And
Then we went to the camp kitchen, made some dinner, and well, no, actually.
we went to the camp kitchen planning on making a dinner, but there was a family there, two people,
A couple.
who probably cooked for 4 or 5 hours.
Longer, probably, because when we got there, they
They
were
were there,
cooking.
yeah.
And there was only two burners. They were using both.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of meal they made, but they were in there for hours. We ended up just going back to the car and making our
Yeah, so we made it
food,
there.
our setup. But we literally finished eating and sat there for a minute, and we're like, oh, we should probably
Clean up.
start cleaning up. As we started cleaning up, instantly the heaviest rain.
Yeah, I went to the camp kitchen to wash the dishes, and Corey was gonna stay at the car and pack up all the cookware. And I just hear it absolutely downpouring on the tin roof of the camp kitchen, and I was like, poor Corey!
And I eventually ran and just soaked, but we spent our time they had a dart board in there, so we were playing
Yeah.
darts, which was really fun. I forgot how, like, when you have good darts, it's such a fun game to play.
That was fun.
Yeah, I love darts.
How did we do?
I won most of the time, but
Are you sure?
you beat me once.
No, I think I'm gonna beat you
No.
twice. I think I am pretty positive I beat you twice.
No, no shot.
And I had the all-time high score
You
and
did,
stuff.
yeah, you Maxie hit like Maxie had the highest score of the round, like 120 point round or something like that. But I won most of the time. So, which is
Okay.
normal.
Yeah, for like games like that, Corey is ruthless and always wins because he's just a
Talk
winner.
about ruthless. We'll talk about
Well, I just mean like
you're ruthless in Scrabble.
Okay.
Maxie's beaten me in Scrabble 2 nights in a row by over 100 points each.
Gotta use that brain.
And she laughs at me.
Corey's good in, with the lawn games because he could use his body, but I'm good with the brain games. Jokes, jokes.
Anyway. Yeah, those 3 days, or like once it started raining, it actually didn't stop for 2, 3 days.
Yeah,
It
probably
was
three.
3 days of constant rain. And
It's actually pretty miserable when you're in that tent because a little bit of water will come in
yeah, they're
and then
not like
everything's kind
fully
of moist.
waterproof, and it's just like damp, and we should probably open the tent and
Yeah,
some,
we should. But anyways, we decided that we needed to book a hotel for that night. So we got like one of the cheapest nice ones.
yeah. Yeah, it was actually really nice. There was like a pool, a rooftop pool with a restaurant, and
Rooftop bar, restaurant, and
yeah.
cabanas up there, but it was rainy, so we didn't use any of that.
Yeah.
But we did go to the restaurant, and
Oh, they had probably one of the worst services we've ever seen.
yeah, I got a salad, and Corey got a
Pizza.
pizza,
Yeah.
gluten-free, by the way. And we ordered together, obviously, and they bring me my salad.
2 minutes, maybe.
Yeah. in 2 to 4 minutes after we ordered. So we had sat down and there was the waiter bringing a bowl to me, and I was like, oh my God, that was so fast. And it had cooked protein on it. It had
Pork belly.
crispy pork belly on it. So they must have just reheated it because it was just so fast. I mean, I don't know, maybe that's quick to cook. But anyways, it came so
Under
fast.
5 minutes it came, and
And then
then
we had to wait for literally 8 pizzas to be made one by one in the wood-fired oven.
that took I didn't get my food for another 40 minutes.
Yeah, it was just so rude. And I was waiting for Corey to get his food before I started eating because we had decided we'd leave our phones in the hotel room and just like have a nice date. And I didn't want to be sitting there eating alone. Like, that is just rule number one of a restaurant. Like, don't
Bring
bring
food, yeah.
a couple's meal out 40 minutes in between the dishes.
Yeah, it's like really the service here
Is so
is so
poor.
bad.
The food should be free, honestly, with how the service
And like
is.
when you go out to a restaurant, your meal is like average. Like we've
Yep.
learned that we can cook better food at home 95% of the time.
Yeah.
Like rarely you go out and you're like, I think I've had like one or two times where we went out to eat. It was like a steak sandwich, like in Streaky Bay, South Australia, like 5 months ago, where I was like, that was really good. I'm happy about that. And probably another time, but
Yeah, I can't even think of a time that I loved my meal.
sushi.
Not when you're gluten-free, dairy-free.
True.
That is pretty simple sushi.
But yeah, they have a real bad service here, and also their national parks. So Magnetic Island is 80% national park, and there's like five little small communities on it, small towns, bays they call them. And there's one or two hiking trails. Why does Australia have such bad national parks? I have a theory.
Tell us.
I think it's just the government taking the good land. Because we learned in
Cape York.
Cape York, the Steve Irwin National Park or National
Yeah.
Wildlife Refuge area, the government bought from a ranch. So it used to be a ranch, this whole probably
Or a
a
cattle station,
thousand,
yeah.
yeah, it's like 1,000 acres. It's massive. Government bought it, and
For
then,
Steve Irwin's Memorial Park,
yeah,
like national, not national park,
to
like
memorialize him. And then a week later, or a day or two
a
later,
couple days after they announced that they bought it for Steve Irwin's memory.
they started mining it, or
Yeah.
they started plan to mine basalt, but some sort of metal, basalt,
I can't
backsite.
remember. I have a picture of it.
Yeah, but
Backsite?
I don't know what it
What?
is. It's Bauxite. That's how you spell the word. I don't know how to say it.
I didn't even listen to how you spelled it, to be honest.
But
Was
that
it
just goes
bauxite or something?
something like that,
Okay.
yeah.
Anyways.
That just goes to show you the government did it once. They just, and there's like
And that wasn't far from here.
no park info center, no headquarters. Like US national parks, so much better than Australia.
But let me just say, the Irwin family, they are obviously super honored that the government bought this cattle farm off a very famous family up in Cape York. So it must have been an expensive purchase and protected the land for Steve Irwin. And then days later announced the mining, and the Irwin family had to fight the government to get them not
Yeah.
to do it. So could you imagine?
It's
Like,
crazy.
they were like, thanks so much. And then they had to protect the land and be like, no, you said that this was like a wildlife conservation land.
Yeah.
So, anyways, a
So,
little bit of suspect motives there.
yeah. That just, they need better infrastructure here. Roads, better national parks, whatever. But to continue with where we left off,
I mean,
it
we love
was.
Australia, but yeah,
They
we
have.
do miss customer service in the US, and our
It just.
national parks are so well trotted.
It just makes you appreciate the good things about America. Like, a lot of people hate America and think it's like, oh, just make fun of it. I mean, everyone's just punching up because it's the best country in the world. But it just gives you appreciation more. So if you want to appreciate your country more, travel to other less developed nations.
Yeah, and obviously Australia is pretty developed in like the terms of first world
True, yeah.
countries, but still, it gives you such appreciation for where you come from.
Yes, it does. And we continued on. We finally made it down to Townsville, which is another big town. Funny, it's called Townsville. It's a big town.
Yeah, it was a lot bigger than I thought.
Yeah, it had all the stuff, all the works here. And I guess it's a big military town, and they were actually selling guns everywhere. There's gun shops here and there, and Australia is always making like telling us we're Americans, like, oh, you guys got guns over there. You got plenty of gun shops here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're selling in there. We didn't go in,
True, they could be
but
just like
no, I mean, the
paintball
signage out front had pictures of like big guns, but
Yeah, true. And we just spent our time at doing some bookstore stuff. We went to a library to print out some resumes and just get some Wi-Fi to wait out the rain and that kind of deal.
yeah, and so when we arrived at our next campsite, it was
Still
still
raining.
rainy, so we went straight into the hangout room.
Just a TV lounge,
Yeah.
relaxed. Yeah. Which is nice because not most places have those. So that was a
Yeah,
good that
it
one
had
had it.
all four walls, a door.
Yeah, it was inside.
It was totally inside with rug and couches, and it was great. And then soon after we got there, this Italian guy and this British girl came in, and we made friends with them, Charlotte and Giacomo.
Giacomo.
And they were super cool, and they were trying to figure out a way to keep Charlotte in Australia because I guess she's 36, and you can only, I guess at least on the UK visa, you could only come if you're under 36 or get a visa approved if you're under 36. So she was like trying to figure out a way to stay in Australia.
Yeah, she was just complaining. She said British weather is just so depressing, and being here is so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that. Feel that for her.
Yeah, but
They were super
they
cool.
were really cool. He was a chef, and she was
Yeah, they had
great
just
with
got
him.
jobs in Townsville, and that's just a 20, 30 minute ferry from us now. So,
Yeah, maybe we'll see them again.
yeah, maybe we'll see them again.
Oh, and I brought out an absolute number the next day.
Wait, can I just say that our Italian friend told me I look Italian, so that was a good compliment.
That was a wonderful compliment.
But then he also said Corey kind of looks Italian, and
No, he didn't say kind of
no,
looks
he did
Italian.
say
He said,
kinda.
you look a little Italian.
Okay, same thing.
So that it does feel good.
Felt really good, and then he took the compliment away by telling Corey.
I am an Italian husband.
Corey always calls himself an Italian husband. He's very excited to be
Italian.
Italian
It's
through
added
marriage.
to my I'd rather someone tell me I look Italian than like Argentinian.
Yeah, definitely. But I want to covet the
Yeah.
Italianness. But yeah, Corey, what was that number you brought out the next day?
Oh, so everyone has these ridiculous looking fishing shirts where they're just like meant for sun protection. It's got like good UV protection, but it has the most outrageous things. Like, just think of ridiculous animals and things, and you just put it all on a t-shirt without regard for how it looks, with
Yeah,
crazy
a
colors.
collage of iconic spots in Australia,
A
iconic
collage made by
animals.
like a 4-year-old.
Yes, very large fish, very small car.
So I got one in Cape York that has all it had a crocodile, it had cassowaries, fish, it
Four
had
by fours going in the
trucks.
mud.
Yeah, so I brought that out, and oh, people were like, oh, you went up to the tip. I was getting so many looks in it,
He got
and
good respect here.
yeah, I was well respected in that t-shirt. Or it has like a collared shirt. It's not even a t-shirt. It's like I'm gonna wear it golfing. It's like a ridiculous shirt.
And I've asked two locals now if it's like one big joke that they wear, all the people in this country wear these ugly shirts. And they both are like, what are you talking about? Like, this is just normal. Like, what do you mean a joke?
Yeah.
So it's not a joke. They wear them very seriously. They don't think that the prints are funny like how we think they're funny.
But they're just so outrageous.
They're the ugliest clothes I've ever seen in my life. And you could buy them everywhere. At every caravan park, every gas station, every fishing store, every normal clothing store. Yep. So I'm gonna get
Then,
one.
yeah, Maxie's got to get a good one with a koala on it. That's the goal.
Yeah, I wish I got one with Uluru or something really ridiculous. They
Yeah.
have those.
Yeah, and then we took some time. It finally, the weather finally broke, and it was an absolutely gorgeous day. So we spent some time exploring Townsville. Usually they have like their
Wait,
beach.
are you gonna say Tennant Creek?
No, not Tennant Creek.
Okay.
They
Sorry.
have their like beachfront. They call it the Esplanade.
No, the Strand.
I know,
Oh,
but
sorry.
normal towns call it the Esplanade. But for some reason, Townsville calls it the Strand. There's probably some history behind it. But I don't know why they call it that. So we walked around, played a little basketball. What else did we do? Oh, we went on a hike up Castle Hill.
Yeah, so many steps.
So this is just, imagine this great, like, massive rock that's orange.
In the middle of
Just,
their city.
yeah, it just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's actually really nice to look at because a lot of Australian towns are just flat. Up near Cairns, it was very rainforesty and beautiful. But then
Yeah.
when you get out of that rainforest area, most things are flat. But
We're
this
technically
town.
in what they call the dry tropics now. Up further north is the wet tropics.
Yeah, so this town has a gorgeous rock to like look at and build houses around and
Looks
have
like it
like,
comes out of Sedona.
yeah,
Yeah.
Sedona in the Caribbean. So we hiked up a ton of steps to get to the top of the rock. We didn't even start from the bottom because Australians do not do
Yeah.
full length trails of any sort. They park as close as they can
You could
get.
actually drive up to the
Oh
top.
yeah, you can
We
drive up to the top.
elect to do the hike because we like to do that. And we had some time to kill before our ferry. But yeah, the hike up was beautiful. So many steps. The views were gorgeous. My legs were sore
My legs are still sore. I am so serious.
Yeah, and that was 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah, and we were trying to kill time because we chose to have the very last ferry of the day because this lady, you guys know, we started to touch on her who we're house sitting for.
She was giving off bad vibes.
She was giving bad vibes, and you know, we spent way too much time with the last house owners. They're so nice, but we just spent
Too much
way too
time,
much time with them. So we're like, the last ferry should do it.
yeah.
We're gonna be spending the next day with her. We're like arriving a whole day early. We'll just get dinner with her, spend the next day together, whatever. So, yeah, we took that 5 p.m. ferry after that hike.
And we met, just like instantly, we met a local named Kay.
Well, here's the thing. She was pushing around a cart of bottles and cans, and we walked into the ferry terminal. And I was throwing out a coconut water and some like random papers. And she made a face at me as she was pushing her cart towards me. And I didn't realize what she was doing. And I just thought she was this rude lady. And then she came up to us on the ferry and was so nice. She happened to be
Yeah.
a Magnetic Island local. And we met her right after she was digging through the ferry
Trash
trash
can.
can, like on the boat next to us.
Looking for cans and bottles. There's a joke in Australia that like people only make money recycling cans and bottles. It's like the 5 cent thing. Yeah, so that was funny to
Yeah.
see someone doing that.
But then later on, it clicked in my head that maybe she wasn't making a mean face at me. Maybe she was just excited that I was throwing out a big 10 cent bottle in front of her.
Yeah, and she also went to tell us that she owned like four vacation rental properties on the island. Why are you collecting bottles if you own
Oh,
like rental properties on this island?
and tell them about how she told us about the koalas and their noises.
Oh yeah, she went on to she was just like, "Oh yeah, the koalas make some crazy noises, like when it's mating season, like the males like grunt," and she proceeded to do like five grunts of
Yeah, she
it.
was snorting and like clicking like her tongue and lots of snorting and grunting, and everyone on the upper deck of the
Who's
ferry
looking
started
at
looking at us.
her? Yeah, she was definitely a kook for sure. Yeah, and then we finally made it all across. The island is so beautiful out here. Like it's like the Hawaii of Florida. I mean
Of
of Australia.
Australia, yeah, it's
There's
gorgeous.
it's I don't know.
I could not be more pleased with the actual island.
Yeah, the
And I've
island is
barely seen it.
so beautiful, and we're gonna do a little more exploring today.
Because most of it is national park, so I've only seen like the residential areas.
Yeah. And Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. We made it out here. We got to her hat. The Clarissa is the name of the person we're doing the sit for, and
She
we.
has a dog named Winnie.
Yeah, the
He's
animals
a
are
little, like, she calls it a Staffy, but it's more
just like
just,
a pit bull.
yeah, a cute little pit
It's a
bull. Staffordshire Terrier,
Staffordshire
I think they
Terrier,
call
yeah.
it.
But it's really just like a she's a sweet little
It's
pit bull.
a euphemism for pit bull. And then she has four cats. Corey, what are their names?
Their real names are Squashy, Tobiah. Let's see, what's this one's name? Lagatha and Spudsy. I don't know, I think I messed one name up.
You messed up like one and a half names. I won't even tell you guys the real names because I don't want to tell Corey. It makes me laugh when he just calls them random things.
Yes.
Because they have very odd names.
Yes, they are odd cats. And one cat is 17 years old. I called that one Oldie.
Yeah, old man. He's
Yeah,
so cute.
he's my favorite.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we got here and we got in, just said hi, and we instantly headed out towards dinner. And usually, like, we've had people take us out to dinner before, people cook us dinner, and it's just like usually it's very chill and not anything too big. We round up and there's two people already waiting there at a massive table that fits probably 10 people, and we're like, oh, this is a bit odd. There's only gonna be five people sitting at this table when it fits so much more. And then we overhear her saying, oh yeah, we're gonna have about 15 people here. This was a legit going away party.
I did not hear her say that. I just saw literally over 15 people sitting. They pulled up another 10-person table.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got to join her going away party, and she did not forewarn us about this.
No.
And I sat next to a couple of really nice couples. And yeah, I mean, it was fun. We weren't even really near the homeowner at all.
No, I had a good time. Like, I would rather do something like that than sit in like a small dining room and talk to people for just the same people for 5 hours, because that's what happened in the last house
Yes,
sit.
yeah.
Because at least there you have like a variety of people to talk to, you're out, it's social. Yeah, and it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And so Corey, she kind of like was like, we're going out for drinks and pizza. She like said this specifically in the messages to us, and she said it to us in person. So she was like, okay, come order your drinks. And when Corey came back to the table and told, he was like, oh, Clarissa, the owner, she bought our drinks. And I was like, oh, thank you so much, Clarissa. And she like made like kind of a fresh comment being like, yay, I don't even know what they are, but
I don't even know what a
enjoy.
mojito is, yeah.
And then I was like, in my head I was thinking like, oh my God, we're house sitting for her for 7 weeks, and she wants me to make like a big like thank you for her. I mean, I was gonna thank her regardless, but it just felt like she wanted to be like applauded for doing that. And then she was like, okay, Corey and Maxie, come order your food, come order your food. And she was in front of us because you have to go up to the counter to order. And she paid for her own food and did not pay for us, which is
It's
fine. I mean,
fine.
to each their own, but like, we're house sitting for you for 7 weeks. We've had people host us for over three meals in their house, like where they've cooked for us. We've had people take us out to
Pay
dinner
us,
and
yeah.
pay, like dessert included and everything. And this woman, we have not had a house sit longer than 2 weeks. We're sitting for her for seven, over seven.
Yeah.
And she just can't be bothered to pay for our food when she's only paying for her own. Anyways, that's not how I was raised, but
Yeah, it's just like some people don't think that some people think that like, oh, you guys are getting the best end of the deal, or get
because
out of
we're
here,
not
bro.
getting paid. We're not getting paid for this house sitting. If you guys think that, it's free house sitting, and we get to just live in cool places if we happen to apply for
Yeah.
ones that are in good spots.
But like in the States, like you would get paid for a job like this. So it's
Yeah.
just a bit odd sometimes. Like I don't expect to get paid, but it's just like, oh, if I was a homeowner, I'd be more generous. You know,
Yeah.
that's what it is. But
Well,
that's
especially because
me.
she like forced us to come out to dinner with her. It wasn't like, do you want to come to my going away party?
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah. So, anyways, she ended up being a little bit nicer, but she kept saying, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?" And I'm like, I'm just,
Yeah, I'm
she
fine.
was like, "Okay, let's get in the car and we'll go to the restaurant." And I hopped in the back of her car and she's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yes." And then I open the, when we get there and we all get out of the car, she's like, "Are you okay?"
Yeah, I don't know why
I
she
don't
was saying
know. It
that.
was just like a power thing to make me feel really uncomfortable, I think.
Yeah, I
And
don't
just like
know.
in very random situations, "Are you okay?"
I know. That was a bit weird, and it was she didn't really get better until we had like
The next
the next day
day.
when we're having tea with her in the morning and actually talking to her and chatting and
Yeah, she became more of like a regular person and we actually ended up really liking her, kinda.
Yeah.
She's just like a little cold, I would say.
I agree.
Or she just like it has like these expectations that you'll do things for her and she's like, "Yeah, you'll do this for me. You'll lock this door, won't you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, of course." And she goes, "Yes, you will." Like, that's actually a conversation I had with her.
No, it's just a bit odd. I mean, some people communication styles are a little bit different.
Yeah.
But
But she was pretty nice.
yeah, after having tea with her in the morning, it was nice. It was I liked her more after having tea with her. But
Me too,
then
me too, me too.
yeah.
And then the nice couple that I sat near at this 15-person table. They offered me a job.
Yeah, incredible.
And
So
I'm actually their first non-local islander worker and first young person ever working for them at their surf shop. And it's like the most popular surf shop on the island. And I was like, "Yeah, sure, like I'll do that." So they're like, they told me they got a good vibe from Corey and I. So I felt very honored to be selected to work from them. And she's such, they're both such nice people. I've worked with the woman twice now, and she's a doll.
yeah, she is super nice, and that's a good gig you got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been job hunting as well. I wanted to work at like a dive shop or something like that, something cool, but I've been going around checking out all these places. I'm gonna be like known around town though, because I've been in every place talking to people, in and out.
Yeah, it's not that big of a place. I worked 2 days in the surf shop and I've run into so many people that have made purchases in the store.
We're like recognizing people we've seen on the island. Like we were driving just on the street and saw the lady K who was on the
Oh,
ferry.
yeah. Yeah, it's been fun. And good vibes for Corey to get a job because he's bored without me.
I know, there's nothing to do.
And having a little extra Aussie dollars is cool too.
Yeah, exactly. And so what do you think this house sits so far? How do the animals, what do you, what the, how's the house? What do you think?
I mean, it's fine.
I would say it's generally more good than bad.
Yeah, like,
It's
no,
definitely more good than bad.
I am still so over the moon living here on this island for 2 months. And I think the island is just jaw-dropping. But the animals, I mean, like,
Animals, the
the dog
dog is
smells
pretty
really bad.
needy and smells. Its ears just perked up when I said
Well,
that.
she doesn't, okay, this is kind of gross, but she doesn't smell because she's like a dirty, like, her, it's not like her hair smells, but she just like makes smells, if you know what
She's
I'm
like
saying.
gassy, yeah.
Yeah, she's in very frequently.
Yeah.
And her breath smells, and but she's cute though.
Super energetic in the morning and just like wakes us up at like 5 in the morning, tries, well, I don't really like this kind of dog. If this was
Yeah.
like a cuddly golden retriever, like Butters, that was a good dog's name
Yeah, we
at the
met the
cafe.
cutest dog, Butter.
Was golden retriever. But the dog will like jump in with you at bed at 5 in the morning and want to cuddle under the sheets and like make its way under the sheets with you,
And
which is like cute and stuff, but like
yeah.
if it
Well, it's like her version of cuddling with us is sticking her stinky mouth in our face and trying to like lick
lick
our
us.
face and not just laying with us.
Yeah.
And it's just a little bit too much sometimes.
Yeah,
The cats are
sometimes
fun though.
the cats are a lot of fun.
I didn't know I even liked cats until this year.
They're cats are funny. Like, they're funny little creatures. I'm the old cat who's like really chill is I like a lot. It's so small and frail, and there's a really fat cat that's probably
Spud.
Spud. It's probably 40 pounds. It's
Yeah.
so
There's a
heavy.
really proper looking cat too.
Yeah, it's a posh cat.
Yeah.
And the other one is just kind of skittish, kind of normal cat.
You love that one
I
though.
love that one, yeah.
But yeah, I would say that this house is set back as far back into like the national park as this little bay gets. And it's pretty loud with birds and animals.
Last night or 2 nights ago, I was woken up by screaming cockatoos and these birds just flying past. So I don't know why, but I think every single window in this house is open.
Yeah, she has screens and stuff. It's just a little bit loud with the nature.
Nature, cars, buses, it's
Oh,
so
yeah.
loud. Like,
Very touristy island, so the buses are
there's a
coach
bus stop right in
buses.
front, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why people go to our bus stop because we're so in such a random far back
Yeah, it
area.
doesn't make
Well,
sense.
you guys are probably picturing like really far away. It's like
We're
a
a
10-minute
mile,
walk
yeah, a
from
mile
the water.
from the ferry. But
Yeah.
yeah, it's my biggest pet peeve, the refrigerator is outside. It's under a covered porch,
Oh, that's actually the
but the
worst.
refrigerator is outside. What she said it was leaking. Get a new refrigerator. I don't want to walk outside to get the food I'm going to cook. And also, no, another thing I could live without is no dishwasher, but it's just that's it, having a dishwasher when you live out of your car and are traveling is like the biggest luxury in the world.
Yeah.
So it's just a little annoying, but
But mostly just going back and forth outside to the refrigerator, and like,
you
it's
can't
not
let the
just going
cats out,
outside, it's
yeah.
like the screen. First off, the big door locks you out if you shut it, but the screen door needs to be shut firmly because the cats will push it open and leave. And it's just like too much to be like going in and out, in and out. Oh, I forgot that sauce in the fridge for the meal, and
Gotta go
oh,
back.
I forgot the almond milk that I need for something, and back and forth, back and forth. Oh, I gotta bring the leftovers back out.
Yeah, and get this in place in her kitchen in place of where the refrigerator should be. What like is a good like you think it'd be good utility in the kitchen, like some shelving, some like extra storage? No, a bookshelf in the kitchen.
Yep.
'Cause everyone reads in the kitchen.
Like a 4-level tall bookshelf. Full of books. I mean, I have no complaints about that because I think she filled the space quite nicely.
I wish it was a refrigerator.
I wish it was a refrigerator too. But yeah, wait, you forgot to mention the possum running across the
Oh,
tin.
yeah.
It must be like a tin roof, like everything else in Australia. Running from one end of the house to the other. It was
On
the
the roof.
scariest noise to wake up to. It wasn't like a quick dance across the roof. It was from the furthest end of the house to the other furthest end above our head.
Yeah, I thought it was a wallaby on the roof, but it's a
It
possum.
was like a person running on the roof.
And then also, the neighbors, that there's a dog that howls. It's just so noisy. That one of the neighbors, I don't know what kind of noises they were doing, but it sounded like they were doing like jumping jacks and somersaults. And then Maxie talks to her boss, and she's like, "Oh yeah, the neighbor does tumbling. What is tumbling? It just sounds like a lot of noise."
Yeah, that my boss was annoyed because she's house sit for Clarissa before, and she said that it's this Asian woman that gets up at 5 in the morning and does an hour of tumbling down her long hallway every single day, and you could just hear
What is that?
I was like somersaults, and she was like, yeah, and like cartwheels.
Like what? That's ridiculous, and we could hear it. It's
This island is so nice. I think we'll go snorkeling today. We could finally swim in the ocean. It's safe.
yeah, we snorkeling is gonna be fun. We haven't been snorkeling since the West Coast, and we got to see your favorite animal today.
Yes, we saw our first wild koala. This is Koala Island. It has the most wild koalas in any out of everywhere in Australia. This island is it. And there, Corey discovered that there was a koala, one specific
Yeah.
koala.
On Google Maps.
He was,
It was pinned on Google Maps as like a tourist attraction.
one specific wild koala that lives on a certain street has a Google Maps location, and his name is Yalambi the koala.
And people review him on Google.
Yeah, they'll review him and be like, he wasn't home today, he must be out of town. Or, found him, he was home. Or, found him 20 meters away from this spot. Presumably, Yalambi moves sometimes.
Yeah, it's just
And
so funny to see
we
that.
didn't see him yesterday when we went to go look, but
But we saw him today, and you got a great video of him.
saw him today. He's so cute. I think I might make Corey come down every morning to, like, it's not in our neighborhood, it's the next neighborhood. So we might take a drive every morning to see the guy. He has like Disney ears.
Oh,
Like,
he's a funny looking koala for sure.
with a
Those
big
koalas are
nose.
so funny looking.
They're so
They're just like mini
cute.
bears
But
with
way
big
cuter.
ears and
Big noses.
yeah, they're hilarious.
But, anyways, we gotta get snorkeling.
Yeah, I think that's all for this week, guys. Thank you so much for listening. You have anything else, Maxie?
Believe me, we love it here. We just did like a lot of ranting.
Yeah, the island is nice, the house is nice. It's just there's like some minor, like we've had nicer houses in house sits, but this is still like she has an absolutely gorgeous garden that's outside, and we get to sit there and enjoy the nature and hear she has like these little birds that come by that are beautiful, but and koalas sometimes come by. But there are some bad things, some good things. We tell you guys the truth. We keep it real with you.
We keep it entertaining.
Yeah.
All right, we love you guys.
Thanks so much for listening. Love you guys.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.